bonus edition of Advanced Living. Normally, we're with you Saturday afternoon, 4 p.m. Pacific time, and today at 11 a.m. Pacific time, we have a wonderful guest and an extra bonus airing of this show for you folks. So, welcome, welcome, welcome. So glad you could be here. Want to get started by, of course, letting you know that all of that I do with Advanced Living is to make your lives better. And I've had a recent breakthrough, and I wanted to share that with you. Normally, in the past, if you've listened in, you've heard a prayer that I pray on a daily basis, and I have kind of upgraded that. I used to pray, Lord, show me the best ways to have the most fun, lifting the largest number of people out of the most stress in the shortest amount of time, with the least intrusion into their lives. And as things come to me and I grow and evolve with the intention of improving and being of greater service, I've revised that prayer. If you go to advancedliving.com, the website for all the work I do, and you click on the area where it's under my picture, you'll see I've changed the prayer, and now I daily pray, Heavenly Father, show me the best ways to have the most fun, inspiring the largest number of people to experience vibrantly, exquisitely healthy, wealthy living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives so that we can enjoy a global loving community. And when I'm on target and we're bringing you those things, I get to hear from you.
That was easy.
Yes. It's easy when you do it with the right energy and the right path. And with that in mind, I am thrilled, absolutely delighted, to bring to you a guest that some of you may have heard of. His name is Paul Esch. That's P-A-U-L, the standard way, and Esch, E-S-C-H. And what Paul brings forward is 27 years of experience in research and development and electronic engineering of bioenergetic devices for health and well-being. He has served as the research and developer of BioDesign Corporation for 4 years, has studied and applied research of Nikola Tesla, Beck, Vall, and others who have done some amazing, amazing work. He has made bioenergetic devices for doctors in Germany for the past 15 years, researched and developed bioenergetic devices for, yes, Gorbachev, the Russian leader, Gorbachev's advisors and staff. And he's also created 50 original bioenergetic devices for Russian doctors and scientists. And the Russians are noted for their fabulous research and energy work. So how about that? Here's a source that the Russians turn to, and he's in our own country here in the United States. He uses quantum physics and nanotechnology knowledge in his inventions and devices, and just amazing, amazing. He's researched and designed the most advanced bioenergetic spa available. So some of his instruments that Paul has developed are currently used in state-of-the-art spas and research centers throughout the country. His lymph massager that he'll talk about is a mainstay of a program at a research center that has incredible results with people battling cancer and other immune deficiency disorders and other degenerative diseases. There's a lot more that you're going to hear, so get your notepaper out to be able to reach this man. And even before he comes on, you're going to want to make a note of his website, www.natures-touch.us, natures-touch.us. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to introduce to you Paul Esch. Paul, hello.
Well, hello, hello, hello.
Oh, it's just so fun getting to talk to you. Well, you have done some amazing, amazing work, my dear friend. Would you kind of tell us, our listeners, about how you got started in this and some of what you've been doing to really transform some people's lives?
Yeah, well, first of all, I really, really enjoy your prayer, you know, because I was doing a presentation out in California, and at the tail end, I was sharing with people how to do everything without the equipment, and that's going straight to source, you know, to contemplate upon the source of life. There's so many names for the source of life, you know, the great I Am presence, the infinite intelligence, or whatever, you know, and when you tap into that, it's like all the problems in your life just start to melt away like snow melts away in the heat of the sun.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then I share with them techniques on how to discipline the mind to, it's like the fulfillment of that scripture. It says, when the eye is single, when the attention is held fixed, single to the glories of God, then your whole body will be filled with light and overflowing with the healing energy. And so that's what I was doing back in, about 30 years ago. I was in Dallas, Texas, and I was doing this music through healing. Healing through music, and there I was introduced to some of the equipment from England. It was the Copeland instruments for making up homeopathic remedies and so forth. So then my attention went to that. I said, man, I wonder how that's done. And so I did a little research, and so back in 1980, I made my first instrument for potentizing homeopathic remedies.
Oh, okay.
And duplicating remedies on an energy level.
Wow.
And so that's how I was introduced to it, and just went on from there. And
well, that's great, because homeopathic remedies have long been proven. The British royal family, with all their wealth, their primary care physician is a homeopath. Gandhi, when he was doing what he could to rebuild India, he made a comment that of all the different medical disciplines that he studied, he found that homeopathy was both the most effective as well as the lowest cost. So to hear that you were able to create some instruments where homeopathic remedies could be made, that's wonderful.
Just the other week, I walked into an office here in Atlanta, Georgia, and there was a homeopathic remedy maker, which I had built for him over 20 years ago, and I looked at him, I said, man, I should have rented you this machine. Because he's still using it today to duplicate and copy homeopathics, because some of those homeopathics are made out of snake venom, and they're a little expensive. And so what he does is he just copies the energy pattern, and then gives it to them for a much lower price, and still get the same results as though they have taken the original homeopathic remedy.
Ah, well, there you go. I mean, it's so exciting to contemplate that when Einstein put forward the relationship E equals MC squared, basically saying that everything is energy and that there's a relationship between the energy and matter. And then here you're translating that to say, okay, the energy vibration of something that we consider a rare substance, a particular snake venom, that can have, when used in minute quantities, a powerful healing benefit, but if it's very difficult to obtain, we can match that energetic pattern and create the same vibrational benefit without having to bother the snake, which probably prefers not to be bothered, I guess.
Right.
Well, that's...
Some of the other therapists really like it too, because it has an invert switch on it, so you can invert the energy. For example, if someone's allergic to milk or a tomato, you can actually put, you know, the crude substance on the instrument and then have it inverted, and then within 15 seconds you've got the antidote. You know, so if it's a homeopathic remedy that neutralizes the negative reaction to their milk or their tomato, whatever they're allergic to.
Wow. Okay. So we can vibrationally take a substance that someone has an allergic response to, and then create, as you say, with the inversion, a homeopathic that would basically lift them out of that allergic pattern.
That's right. Yeah.
Let me think. Is that handy or what?
Yeah.
Oh, especially some of the people that I've been around that have gone through some long, agonizing allergic treatments with all kinds of shots and irritating experiences.
Mm-hmm. I don't have, it's called the replicator or the duplicator, and I don't have that one on my site, but it's just here lately, doctors from New York and also from Texas have been calling me wanting to purchase and see if I still produce that device.
Will that be something that you'd be offering on your natures-touch.us website?
Yeah, probably later on, because it really is a nice device, and people do benefit from it.
Well, that's important, and I know, for instance, on the website already, when people go to www.natures-touch.us, that there's something on there that has caught my attention, this electronic chelation device, because when I lived in San Diego, went down into Mexico, and they used intravenous infusion of liquids to do a chelation. And then could you describe a little bit more about this electronic chelation device?
Yes, the Albert Einstein College of Medicine out of New York, they discovered that putting microcurrent in the blood was neutralizing all kinds of viruses, parasites, pathogens, and so forth. And what they were doing, they were actually, pulling a pint of blood out of the body, put the electrodes in there, and put microcurrent, then put the blood back in the body.
Mm.
Well, there's such an easier way of doing it, and that is non-invasive, is just to put PAT electrodes over the arteries of the body, like where you take the blood out at your arm or the back of your hand or your wrist,
mm-hmm.
and have a microcurrent generator that generates maybe like 1 hertz and have it up to about 40 volts, but at have it about 40 microamps. And so that way you're really not feeling it, but it is penetrating through as the blood flows through the veins, it's neutralizing any pathogen or virus or a parasite.
Mm, boy, and you've been working with this for a while, I take it.
Yeah, for a number of years, I have people, even when they feel like they're coming down with a cold, they'll put that thing on for a couple hours, and they sort of swing right back to health.
Well, that's non-invasive, and yet able to accomplish a very important way of addressing a condition to help to strengthen and purify the blood.
Right. In fact, Science News, I think it was back in 1991, had an article about that, and as soon as it came out, it was like they put a lid over it because it was just way too cheap of a cure,
Oh, huh. Well, okay. So I guess, what do we say? A person has to qualify with low enough income to use this device. So if you make over so much, you can't use it. Okay, folks, you have to go to a regular doctor. But if you're low enough income, then we can check in with Paul and utilize this. And do you have a, are there any copies of that Science News article still around?
Yeah, there is. You can go, even go on search and type in Dr. Bob Beck,
okay,
and you'll find it somewhere there.
And it was in the Science News.
Right.
Back about
in,
what
date? 91.
Okay.
And they even had a patent number for the research on that. I do have it on my computer, and it's something I ought to add to my site so people can go to it and look at it.
While there's a number of folks that are open to holistic and natural methods, there's a lot of the population that has been taught to be very skeptical, and there's good reason. There's things out there that don't have credibility or validity, even though they claim to.
Mm-hmm.
And to see that there was something that is actually a patented technology that was written up about, but unfortunately got swept away for reasons that don't seem to be very helpful to the general health of a large number of people, it's kind of nice to see that technology is still available.
Mm-hmm.
And as you mentioned, very easy to use. Now, some of my guests may have heard of something out there called a zapper.
Yes.
And I think, if I remember from a conversation, that you have some things that in comparison with your technology and the zapper. Could you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, there's several zappers out there, and one particular one works off of frequency. So it's like, you know, like 3,200 pulse per second. And but the one we're working with is not so much about frequency. It's more of the output of current is where the real magic happens. And the one that I'm dealing with is it's an offshoot of Dr. Beck's work. And and all we did is we jacked it up a little bit. We took a 9-volt battery and actually put it up to about 40 some volts. Then put resistance in there to bring it down to the current output, which should be around 40 microamps.
Okay, so it's so gentle that you can't even feel it. I guess you get more of a jolt putting a 9-volt battery on your tongue.
Yes, yeah, you would. But we do have a control knob on there because, you know, lots of times when I'm working with, like, the Amish people, they want to feel something, so they jack it up. So they're getting 40 volts with a little more amperage out of it. But I tell them, you don't have to feel it. You got to turn it back a little bit.
There you go. I guess as they want something a little more stimulating, but without having that, so a person could actually have it and be doing work or whatever, because it would be basically just there and working in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it comes, take it with complete instructions.
Yes.
On the use of it. Okay. Well, that sounds like a fun one that would fit many people's budgets.
Yeah, and in fact, some people are even using it to neutralize the craving for cigarettes. They knock out the craving for it, and that's just to put the pad electrodes on the ears, and when they feel that craving, they just turn it on for 10 minutes, and it knocks it out. And about 5 times, they're totally off their cigarettes.
Wow. Okay.
So it's kind of like a smoker's aid, too, you know.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Then some people use it for, like, lower back pains. They put the, you know, put the pads there on the back and just put the microcurrent through there because it helps to alleviate pain.
Okay. Well, this, so, I mean, because what some of these, what they call them, TENS units?
Yeah.
Those things can be quite pricey.
Oh, yes, yes. So you can work it like a TENS unit. The only difference, you know, with a TENS unit, it's not DC, it's AC, which is, you know, flipping polarity real fast. And this is DC, direct current, but it's also flipping every second. So it's like a one pulse. And that way it's much higher voltage being, you know, like a battery just flipping the polarity.
Okay, so you could use it that way. And for someone that's still smoking, I mean, the cost of a pack of cigarettes, they could pay for one of these units in less than a month, probably.
And
I guess if they felt guilty, yeah, they could still keep sending checks to, like, R.J. Reynolds. I stopped smoking, but I know you need the money, so here's a check for $50. oh, bad joke. Sorry. Wow. And these things that you're mentioning about helping with smoking or with aches and pains, is that also listed in your instruction material?
No, it isn't.
Okay.
But I need to add that to it, you know.
I wouldn't mind if you did.
Yeah, right.
Definitely many of my listeners are going to be ordering this would be okay with that too, Paul.
All right.
Oh, well, that sounds like fun. Oh, boy. Well, gosh, if there weren't any more, we've rung the bell here and hit the jackpot big time. What else? I'm curious because we mentioned this lymph massager and then there's some other things. So would you please help share a little bit more about some of your other work and devices?
Well, see, yeah, the lymph massager, again, is producing microcurrent. It's what it is a high static light bulb that is as soon as it touches the skin, it's almost like walking across the carpet and then you touch a doorknob and you get that little discharge.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
this is
static electricity.
Yeah, so that's what this is, like a static electricity. When it touches the body, it actually creates ozone, the microcurrent, and because of the inert gases that are in the bulb, it creates the full spectrum of color, so you're getting color therapy along with the microcurrent and the ozone. And
then you touch different lymphatic points, or what do you do?
Yes, some people that do lymphatic drainage, they'll, you know, do their lymphatic drainage with the way they do it through a type of massage, and then they back it up with that light bulb. And that's where they, because over in Germany, they found that ozone and microcurrent is almost like the fountain of youth. It's rejuvenating.
Oh. Well, I know there was a gentleman that traveled extensively getting the word out about the use of ozone infused in the body. I guess some was intravenous use of it, some was a rectal infusion. Some people would go into like a little tent, and the ozone would just be absorbed through the skin.
Right, right. And the Germans have done a lot. They have done more research on ozone than anyone I know of. And they got like over 40 years of experience with it. And one of the doctors over there, his name is Dr. Klinghardt. He's quite well known over in Germany. And he has a school over in Stuttgart, Germany. And has an office somewhere out west somewhere, I think in the state of Washington. And his research on ozone, most of the time people are using too high concentration.
Oh.
And he uses is like 5% ozone in mixture with, you know, just pure clean air, and gets much more results. In fact, when he was talking to me about maybe producing an ozone machine for him, he gave me the specs, and I sent one to him. And a couple months later, I called their office, and I said, "What's he do with that ozone machine I made for him?" He said, "Oh, we call that thing a cancer-eating machine." And about 98% of the people that come into the office get the ozone treatment. I said, "Oh, well, that's great."
And so you offer an ozone generator separate from the lymph massager?
Yes. Yeah, we call it an air ionizer or something like that.
Okay. Okay, boy, folks, if you haven't had a chance to visit www.naturestouch.com, that's NATURES-TOUCH.US, you're in for a big treat. And not only do you get all this great equipment, but you get to see a happy, smiley Paul looking right at you, too. So I guess some people may want to send you an email to request information, and they would do that to Paul Esch, PAULESCH, at Lycos, that is LYCOS.com. And then someone also wanted to reach you by phone. The phone number that you have listed on your natures-touch.us website is 239-877-9583.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, good. Oh, and before we get off on too many different things, you were making mention, because we're not only going to be on Saturday, but we're being live today on Thursday, that there's an event coming up that you wanted to make mention of.
Yes, in Clemens, North Carolina, there's a guy named Gary Sigler, and he's having all kinds of speakers coming into his sanctuary to talk about the new technology, the latest technology on bioenergetic devices and healing, you know, like healing through color therapy, sound therapy, and ozones, and just, and usually people pay to go to these events, and here he's doing it free. And so it's just a matter of calling him and getting the information. His name is Gary Sigler, and the phone number is 336-775-4930.
Okay, so that was 336-775-4930?
Yes.
And it's Gary?
Sigler, S-I-G-L-E-R.
Okay.
And he does have a website, too. And it's just gary@sigler.org.
Okay. All right. So, folks in the North Carolina area.
Yeah, up around the Asheville.
And near Asheville, okay. Or for those of you with the resources that want to hear this and spread the word and fly on in, there's a wonderful event that would be dealing, I guess, a lot with what natural healing. And
yes, and it's all day Saturday and all day Sunday. There's some people coming in Friday night.
Okay. Well, thank you, Paul. It's nice to be able to, for those people that are tuned in or hear about this today or tomorrow, to take advantage of that wonderful event. Now, I'm wondering, what else in your bag of tricks, that amazing little inventive creative mind of yours that's put forward some of these wonderful devices. What's something else that would be important for us?
Well, you know, there's a lot of frequency generators out there that people are using for, you know, trying to get their bodies back to normal. And what we find that really, really works is to have a stereo type output. For example, the could say if someone has a stomach problem and they discover that 100 hertz is what's going to help clear it out. Well, most generators, you know, you put in the 100 hertz and you hold the handheld electrodes or the foot plates, and it's producing 100 hertz. But what works a whole lot better is to double the frequency. For example, have 100 hertz go through the hand probes, and at the feet have 200 hertz. And so the body's got to compensate between the two frequencies and create its own frequency of 100 hertz. And that works a whole lot better. And so now we're producing frequency generators that automatically double the frequency. So they have two channels. The first channel is what you program it with. Then automatically the second channel has double the frequency.
Oh, and yet somehow the body will go to the proper frequency.
Well, yeah, I mean, there is a whole list of frequencies for different, you know, things in the body. And this is what Dr. Klinghart, some of his research is, whatever the frequency is, if you double it, for example, if you have a headphone and you've got 100 hertz in one ear and 108 in the other, you're going to hear a tone that has a vibrato to it, like wah, 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 wah. But if you take the one headphone off, you're just going to hear wah without the vibrato. But the 8 hertz difference causes the brain to compensate between the two frequencies in the center of your, well, it's creating the 8 hertz. And so it's that type of theory that if you put two different frequencies in the body, then the body will create its own. So instead of, you know, giving a person growth hormones, you cause the body to create its own growth hormone.
Mm.
So it's that type of concept.
Yeah. And help me to understand, please. If you have one that's 100 and the other that's 200, does the body create the difference between those two? Or
yes. It'll create its own 100 hertz.
Okay. Okay, so as it rectifies the between the 100 and the 200, and the difference between that is 100, then it creates that. If we had one that was 100 or I guess so by doubling it, whatever the frequency is, whether it was 500 and then 1,000,
mm-hmm.
you still end up with the body creating what you wanted, which was the 500.
That's right.
Okay. So it's a built-in automatic compensation using that technique.
Yes.
Ah, well, that helps. The less complicated some of that stuff is, the more I like it.
Right. Yeah, and through the grapevine, I've heard through some of the connections with Dr. Klinghart, he's even clearing up Lyme's disease by using that formula, by having what they call stereo output.
Okay, and so that's, I guess, what applied, one to the hands, one to the feet, usually?
Yeah, or if a person's having a liver problem, then they'll put the, you know, like the pads in front of the liver, two pads, and then the pad electrodes in the back of it, and then do it that way.
Oh, and now with this, and let's see, now is that listed on your website, this particular technology?
No, it isn't. I'm just telling you some of the latest stuff that we've been dealing with.
Oh, okay. Okay, so if someone had an interest, because that sounds a little bit like some of the listeners may have heard of the work of, is it Royal Rife?
Yeah, it is an offshoot of Royal Rife's work. And so, you know, if someone's interested in that type of frequency generator that that you know does the dual channel. They can email me and I can get them the information.
Oh, okay. Okay. And is this also an item that you would offer to people if they wanted to invest in that for their well-being?
Yes, and actually, there's a fellow down in Florida that developed the what he called the MicroStim, and it's an FDA-approved device. And so I gave him all the information, and he's the one that's actually having the generators made and having them already FDA-approved under his umbrella. So I'm not sure how long it's going to take to have it available, though. He's gonna get back with me on how soon the devices will be available, but that's in the making. And the thing about the frequency generator, we're adding 12 shades of color to it. So if a person, you know, is dealing with a throat problem with an inflammation, they can choose the colors that will cool it down. And so you're going to have color wavelength as well as the frequency, the dual channel.
Wow.
So I'm really excited about that, especially if it gets FDA approved. That it is FDA approved, then it can go to all the chiropractors and therapists in this country.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, that's talk about a piece of good news, because sometimes this equipment has to be spread grassroots, and a number of health practitioners have stayed away from it because it didn't have some of the credibility that can make it easier to run a health practice in this country.
Right, yeah.
Well, boy, talk about a Christmas comes early gift. To hear that could be available to practitioners across the country, and to the benefit of their patients. This is astounding. Wow. Thank you, Paul. That work is fabulous. Now, is that using what I see on your website, some of the technology of this color harmonizer, or is that a different thing?
The color harmonizer, I have to go back and look up my own website.
Okay.
It might be the one that I developed for Dr. Klinghart, where you talk into a microphone and it reveals what colors you're lacking. And that's what I'm going to show this weekend, is have people talk into a microphone and they can see what color that they're lacking, and then through the duplicator, the replicator that we talked about, we turn on those lights, and then you can make the homeopathic remedy out of those frequencies, you know, coming from the lights.
And so they can receive essentially light therapy with a homeopathic remedy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so it's like a... there's a book that I'd seen years ago that spoke about creating gem elixirs, different stones, diamonds, rubies, emeralds, tourmaline, you name it, and then putting them in water for a period of time in the sun to get a vibrational essence.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, without having to run around and gather up all those gems, you can accomplish the color vibrational benefits with your technology, if I'm understanding correctly. Is that right?
Right. In fact, with my replicator, I had people do that already. Take diamonds and put it on the end plate and made up a homeopathic remedy. And it only takes like 15 seconds to impregnate the molecules of the water with the energy pattern and get very good results with it. And they're saying that these different rubies and diamonds and gemstones have very good healing qualities. And over in England, India, they've been using it for, you know, ancient times.
Oh, talking about the Ayurvedic physicians?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I know they will even recommend, depending upon who you talk to, when a person is weak in a certain area, using different stones. And typically, one of the things that they talk about is having to get stones that are very pure, natural stones, and to have them at least be a 5-carat stone. And for the average person to take advantage of that, 5-carat diamonds, last I heard, are a little out of most people's budget. Now, some of our listeners may be able to pick up 3 or 4 of those, and that's okay. We can just call in and let me know if you have too many diamonds, there,
right.
Especially over 5 carats. We'll make use of this for healing. But so with this frequency generator, you can create these vibrational essences. Wow. I'll tell you, you probably could spend a fair amount of your day running around with a grin on your face, just thinking about all the good that's happening to folks. And you're going to be at this event this weekend demonstrating some things?
Right, and also having people to sing some real simple songs that are positive, you know, like peace is flowing through you and me, because the physical body is like an antenna to transmit the virtues of the light energy that's, you know, keeps them alive and on this planet. And just by affirmation songs, a lot of healing occurs too within the body. And that's more, you know, really tapping into source energy. And that's where permanent and true healing comes from anyway. All these external instruments and so forth are just like crutches or something to assist you to really tune into source energy for you to receive your healing.
Yeah, well, I have a term for that. I called some of the devices I work with, and I'd perhaps offer the label to some of the things that you have, training wheels for the spiritual bicycle.
That's right, correct.
But as you say, by going direct to source, and many spiritual books talk about that we are created in the image and likeness of the divine, so that we have some amazing capabilities. And the Christ, who was highly revered by a large number of people on the planet, in John 14:12, spoke about that. While he had done all those miracles, that those and greater things than he had done, that we could do by following his path, his lead. And then so many spiritual references are made that we are here, that God wants us to have life and have it more abundantly, and that whatever we ask for, believing is already ours, could be given unto us.
Correct.
So, and yet it's easy enough to say those words. Sometimes it can be a little more challenging to bridge that leap of faith to absolutely live from accepting that truth totally and completely on an ongoing basis. And so to me, one of the blessings of some of the technology is to help lift us out of some of the distractions and the stresses and the pains and frustrations of life, so that it's more easy to go deeper into that spiritual truth, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and one of the techniques that I share with people when I do go to these conventions and so forth, just take a piece of paper and write your name in the center of the paper. So then right above your name, put the word I am. So it would be I am. So on my paper, I'd say I am Paul Esch.
Uh-huh.
And then draw a circle around it. But here lately, I've been telling people to draw a heart around it.
Oh.
You know, so you got a heart with the words in it, I am Paul Esch.
Uh-huh.
And then somewhere in that heart, you draw, just make a dot. And that dot is a point of contact. And you can just hold your pencil on that dot or even put your finger on that dot. And back there in the Old Testament, when Moses was up there on the mountain, you know, talking with the source, mm-hmm. he said, "What is your name?" And source said, "My name is I Am." So here comes Jesus, and he said, "I don't speak my words, I speak the Father's words." And so that's why he said so many I Am statements. I am the light of the world. I am the way, the truth, the life. I am the open door. I am the bread of life. I am the resurrection and the life. And so by having the circle or the heart around the word I am, Paul S., so it'd be the I am as the source. And so you are fulfilling by putting your finger on that contact point, you are fulfilling Jesus' prayer where he said, "Father, make them one, even as we are one." And he explained it. He said, "I am in you, O God, and God, you are in me, and together we are in them," this oneness. So just that action by itself is the fulfillment of Jesus' prayer. Make them one with the great I Am. Mm-hmm. And I say it this way then. I say I withdraw my attention from any person, place, or thing, outside appearances, outside activities, and I ask the great I Am, I ask God, I ask Jesus to hold my focus upon the highest light. And just by that practice alone increases an enormous amount of healing energy in the body. And then if there is a big challenge in the body, like the kidneys, mm-hmm. so I would put the word kidney outside of the heart, you know, just write the word kidney, mm-hmm. and then circle it and draw a line from the heart to the circle that you have the kidney in. And halfway between it, you put another little dot. Then I would put my finger on that dot, or I usually put my pen or pencil on that dot, and then I would just ask the high self, the God, the great I Am, to sponsor that connection that I have between myself and my kidney, and to bring forth resolution, to bring forth the answer, to clear all interferences between myself and the kidney. And get incredible results just by asking God to sponsor that connection between myself and my kidney.
Mm. Oh, that's wonderful. I like that.
And when you do it on paper, you can see it. You know, you got the circle around the kidney and the heart around the I Am, you know, or the name of Source, and then your name, because you're one with the Source.
That's beautiful. I know in my work I had a list of organ systems in the body, like the thymus or lymphatic or the heart or the colon, and there was research done on the degenerative effects of radiation, and there was a ranking when radiation destroyed a body, what went first, second, third. Like the thymus was most sensitive to radiation. The lymphatic was the least sensitive of the 24 different systems that were listed. And when I would work with some of the clients presenting different conditions, there were times where I just had them go through the list and take time to acknowledge it, sort of like to mention, okay, the thymus was first, and I would say, "My thymus, thank you. I love you and I bless you. My heart, I love you and I bless you," and go through that list. And just by taking time to acknowledge that part and express some love and gratitude, a number of conditions we're clearing up. And I like this approach because it's a little more interactive and more visual.
And I not only do this, you know, for organs and glands and systems and functions in my body, but anything else, you know, anything in the outer activity, I would draw a circle around it and then tie it to the source and have God to sponsor that connection between myself and my job or whatever I had circled. So, you know, it can work for, it works for everything in my life, you know. It's just,
yeah. Yeah, and so when we do this, each time we're supposed to send you money?
Oh. Well, the promise is, even if the attention is held for 1 minute
mm-hmm.
upon source,
yeah.
without wavering, and so many people try to do it in their own strength, and even Jesus said of myself, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
But it's the light energy within, the Father within,
that
does the works. And
yeah.
so I ask the God within, Jesus, or whatever name you want to give it to, hold the focus, hold the attention without wavering. And the promise is that the creative energy of the whole universe will rush in and meet your slightest wish. But it might take, you know, 15, 20 minutes just for that 1 minute to be, you know.
The pure focus, is that?
Pure focus, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Right. Well, and that's that saying, whatever you ask for, believing is already yours.
Right.
Well, that place of total faith, total belief, total acceptance that what you have asked for is already yours. So you're saying that it only takes a minute of being in that space, but it may take a while to reach that space.
Right.
And of course, on that path, it can be very helpful to, if a person has got many distractions in their life, which most of us do, some of this equipment that you're offering can help calm a person and balance them enough to be able to more easily access that 1 minute of glorious connection in which the fulfillment of God's promises takes place.
That's right. And so I said, okay, I'm going to prove this. I'm going to see if this really, really works. So I focus on God for 1 minute. And sometimes I really got lost in it. You know, it's like a collapsed time and space. And it's like, you know, one time I thought I just did it for 10 minutes. But I got so caught up in the flow of the energy of the universe, 2 hours went by. And I thought it was 10 minutes.
Mm.
But anyway.
That's some quality time.
Yeah. But anyway, after the year, I said, well, okay, what money came to me that I didn't do anything for, you know? And it was over $12,000, you know, for that 1 year. And I said, man, I need to have more faith in this, you know, where I can just, you know, just contemplate on God and watch the magic happen, you know.
Well, there's one more testament, my beloved listeners, that amazing things can happen. I'd love to talk to you a lot longer, and we have to honor our time commitment to allow others to use these beautiful airwaves to reach more good listeners out there. So for our time today, I want to wrap things up and just express my gratitude for you taking time out of your busy schedule to share so much, and certainly invite listeners to get in contact with you either through your website, www.natures, N-A-T-U-R-E-S, and then a hyphen, the word touch, T-O-U-C-H, .us, or to call at 239-877-9583, and that is in Georgia, or to send an email to Paul Esch, P-A-U-L-E-S-C-H, at lycos.com. Did we get it all in there, Paul?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. I wish you, my beloved listeners, all a blessed week, that you stand strong, and receiving the truth of God's glorious love that is poured forth every moment of every day upon you. And until we meet again, which will be a week from this Saturday, I just wish you all blessed, happy lives. Thank you so much for tuning in, and look forward to visiting with you again. Goodbye for now. Thank you.